Was of what?
I don't know. Why would it be called civil? It really was a revolution. No, it wouldn't be a revolution. Yes, it would, wouldn't it?
Well, it's sometimes called the War of the Rebellion, all right.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There,
the war between England and back in 1776 was termed as a revolution, wasn't it?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, you know, Raising McDavid, who's been one of the principal persons, scholars involved in this project that we're participating in here, has been interested in the various names for the war between the states. And mm-hmm. one gets a variety of names. Mm-hmm. The southern names are not all the northern names
no.
as you would guess.
No, that's right.
This would be understandable. What about the places to stay overnight here in places of overnight lodging here in Brazil?
Well, we used to have what we called hotels, but we don't anymore. They're all motels now.
Not a single hotel
no,
here?
We don't have a single hotel here anymore.
Uh-huh. How about places for the dramatic entertainment, movies and so on?
Theater. Just call them theater. That's all I ever heard them call them.
Was there ever an opera house here?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, back in 1906, right here at the corner of Walnut and Main, there was a three-story building there, and it was called Tomlinson Hall. And that was back when the high school first began to put on high school plays. And the high school here in Brazil put a play on in one night. It was in February. It was on the second floor. You know, you couldn't get a theater on the second floor nowadays in this country. They'd execute you right away.
Mm. Yeah.
But in those days, a lot of theaters were on the second floor in the smaller towns.
Mm.
And I just barely remember when you went up to this theater, the stairway was perhaps 8 feet wide, great big wide stairway. And it had a railing down the center and a rail on each side. But that was the only entrance. And I think that theater would seat around 700 or 800 people up
there. Oh, that big.
It had a stage and all up there. But anyway, they had a play there one night, the senior high school, or there wasn't juniors, it was just high school. And the next morning about 4 o'clock, there's a fire alarm turned in. This was 1906. I was 10 years old, I remember it very well. And we lived down on the west part of town there at the time. And the old waterworks had a huge big whistle on it. And whenever there's a fire at night or any time during the day, this whistle would blow. It just had a big just a rumble, and a cold winter night would just make you shake almost to think about, I wonder whose house is on fire and how they're going to get out in that cold and all. But my father was a pretty good sport. If there was a big fire at night and we knew about it, he'd always get up and let me take me to the fire. I always liked to go to the fire.
Yeah.
And my sister, she was pretty good. About anything like that, she liked to go. So Dad and my sister Helma, we used to go to all the big night fires, whether it was 12 o'clock at night or 3 o'clock in the morning, regardless of whether we'd get up and go. Well, our next door neighbor was an engineer at the Brazil Clay out west of Brazil. It hadn't been in operation very long, but he had to go at 4 o'clock in the morning, get steam up for everything, for the plant to be ready to go at 7. And then he got home about 2 in the afternoon, and the other engineer took over for the rest of the day. But that morning when he started to work, why, the fire whistle at just about 4 o'clock had blown for fire.